right there was Pinata Head by There's a Tuesday. Speaking of There's a Tuesday, guess what, Ben?
It's a Thursday and we have Minnie in studio. Hi.
Hello. Kia ora. How you doing?
Great, firstly, the fact that you're in studio. Thanks for coming in.
Hey,
but
thanks.
Also,
thanks.
Sorry that we're not here on a Tuesday.
I know. It's a problem.
It would have been fitting, right? Well, we picked another, like, tea. You know?
Hey, actually,
we got as close as we could without actually doing a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Minnie, you're one of the members of There's a Tuesday. Let's bring it. Let's go right. First question. Let's go back to the beginning.
Yes.
Do you want to give us the origins of There's a Tuesday?
The origins. Okay. The origins of There's a Tuesday. We were, Nat and I, the other like front woman kind of gal, we used to play in a band together called Household.
Cool.
And then Household was kind of just like your classic high school band that didn't go so well. So we kind of kept singing together, but Household kind of disintegrated a little bit. But we started jamming with Angus, who drums for us, and Joel, who plays the bass for us.
Cool.
Just through the music scene of Christchurch, because they were in different bands. Angus is in Run 77 and Joel's in Merlin Co., another band.
Cool.
So we kind of ended up linking up with them and then becoming really good mates as well as writing some stuff. And we were a duo for a wee while until we decided that we wanted to be a band rather than a duo, just because it's like a better feel for us.
Nice. Yeah. Very cool.
You mentioned this Christchurch music scene.
Yes.
Or just like New Zealand music scene, really. Yep. So if you want to give us some of the influences that have been influencing you this year, but also
this
just
year
in general, because there are so many cool people out there.
In New Zealand?
In
general? Yeah, cool. The Beths would be a huge one
for
us.
Nice shout out. They just won, which award
album,
was it? The album of the year, right?
Yeah,
good for them.
We're huge fans. Who else? We're super into Benny. Benny's
nice.
A legend.
Yep.
Tiny Ruins, Nadia Reid's album this year was hugely beautiful.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, so good. So many legends. Marlon Williams.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Very
Otis
good
Harding.
One.
That crew, we love.
Nice. Yeah. Very cool. Some good influences there.
No,
Ben was at tea party.
Okay? No!
I was not at tea party. I was busy that day, but Ben was.
Yeah.
Ben has a very vivid memory of seeing you guys play at tea party.
What an honor.
Which is very cool. Given the state he was in, it's one of the few memories he has.
Truly.
So what was the experience like getting to play at tea party?
Especially in front of so many drunks. Like, what's it like?
It was a pretty drunk crowd, wasn't it?
But,
I loved playing at Tea Party. It was definitely one of the, like, bigger gigs we'd had where, like, everyone was super, like, just, like you say, pretty drunk and pretty keen to dance.
Yeah.
So for us, that was, like, you know when you, like, are a bit nervous but then someone, like, kind of gives you the feeling that they're enjoying it?
Mm-hmm.
It was just, like,
that
times a thousand, because there were all these people just, like, drunk swaying, so we were like,
truly,
you were one of them, Ben.
Yes, I was. No, I have a vivid memory because, like, I don't know, when I'm drunk, I always remember like two snapshots and then I have no other memory. And I just have one memory of both of you girls standing up on the stage, and I'm like, oh wow, so I must have like really enjoyed this.
Yeah,
Tuesday.
Oh, that's so cool.
But another thing I wanted to talk about is COVID-19. Yes, you've got a drink because I just mentioned it, anyways. So, COVID-19 has impacted like every single person. But it impacted the music scene in interesting ways. So just
it
wanted
did.
To hear from you the ways that, I suppose, the plague has created a renaissance, or what do I say about it? You just like, what's come of
after
it, basically?
After the plague comes the flowers bloom?
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever the saying is.
Actually, you're right, though. Like, we definitely have been given... I mean, if I could take COVID-19 back in a minute, I definitely would.
Yeah, of course.
But, we've been given some huge opportunities that we quite possibly wouldn't have gotten, just it being, like, exclusively New Zealand this year in the festival scene.
Mm.
So we're just, like, feeling super honoured in that way, but also a little bit like, oh, man, that's hectic that COVID-19 had to happen for that. But that's all good. It was weird, like, not being able to play, but it does make it so much more special now. Like, we were playing in Auckland in the weekend and there was that kind of scare of the COVID, like a new case, and we were like, oh, hectic, like we might have to go back home. And then it turned out that it was all good and we played, and like you could just tell, like, the just everyone was so like stoked to be together and listening to music, you know.
Yeah.
It's weird to think, we're very lucky. At Tea Party, perhaps Tea Party was like one of the biggest music festivals worldwide that day.
I know, yeah.
Which is so weird
it
to
probably
think.
Was,
it's
yeah.
crack up, actually.
Yeah, you know, yeah. It's like, damn, these events are actually something. And I think as well, it's cool the fact that it's an interesting flow-on effect, but New Zealand has to become insular in its music scene because of COVID-19. I feel like it's cool how the music scene, at least I've seen this year, has kind of fallen back into its Kiwiana a little bit more.
Yep, I love that as well. Like, everyone kind of supporting each other just a little bit more.
Definitely.
Yeah, awesome.
Speaking of New Zealand music and Christchurch music, you guys have been nominated for the Magnets Award.
Yes.
With your song Pinata Head that we just played before. Tell us a little bit about that song, Pinata Head. Did you expect it to be the one that got nominated? Or like, was it your like, this is our baby? Or was it like, this one's pretty good? And you're like, oh, wait, this one's nominated. You know what I mean? Yeah.
We knew that, like, RDU were kind enough to, like, give Pinata Head a bit of radio play, which has actually been awesome for us. Like, there's been a lot of people who will be like, oh, I was driving along today. And, like,
Pinata Head.
And that's, like, always such a cool thing to hear. Yeah. So we thought maybe, like, like, if you guys thought it was cool to play on the radio, then maybe you'd like, maybe you'd get nominated type thing. But yeah, it's a song about it's in general, it's kind of about like anxiety and like feeling worried and anxious.
Familiar with it.
Yeah, me also. But the kind of premise of the song that we based it on was like, you're hosting a birthday party and you're just like absolutely freaked out that everyone hates it, like absolutely despises the whole event. But actually it turns out that everyone's like enjoying it and stuff. So it's kind of like a cute little way
hopeful
of,
at the end.
Yeah.
Nice. Very cool. Very cool. And as well as that, you guys have a tour and an EP coming up.
Yeah.
Everything happening for this Tuesday at the moment. Do you want to give us the, I guess, the promo spiel about the EP that's next Friday?
Yes.
Correct?
Sure thing.
And the tour that's coming up as well.
EP next Friday. It's called Dance With Me Before We Cry, and there's four new tracks coming out
awesome.
On that one. And yeah, it's an EP that kind of just follows the name title, really. It starts kind of dancey and fun, and then it kind of ends solemn and sad and meh. But like nice. Kind of like, but in a cool way, like a goodbye a little bit.
Nice.
And the tour is for that EP. So
perfect.
Yes.
Very cool. Really very exciting.
And let me spiel those tour dates real quick. On the 4th of December, there's a Tuesday playing at Blue Smoke. And then you guys are hitting Wellington's Meow on the 12th, the week after. And then on the 19th, February 2021, Auckland at the Whammy Bar.
That's the one.
Go off.
Look at that. Good for you, Ben.
Yes. Indeed. Do you have any final words, Minnie? I just said indeed. Bastard.
He's been trying not to say it today because he always says
it. Is it your word?
Yes, yeah, indeed it's his word. Is my word. And so I've just said it in our interview and I'm so sorry. But anyways, final words. Do you have anything
final
you
words.
Want to say?
Thanks for having me. It's been great to talk to you guys. Thanks so much. And if you want, you can vote for Pinata Head. That'd be cool.
Definitely. We also, I've been told at least, we have a double pass to give away for your Christchurch show. That's what I've been told by my boss and I will believe it. So if you would like to win a double pass to the Christchurch gig, it's on the 4th of December at Blue Smoke. Just text us in and let us know. What should they let us know, Minnie? You can decide.
What should the text be?
Just sounds simple, easy.
Favorite cereal.
Perfect.
Hell yeah.
Love that. Text us in your favorite cereal. You'll be in the draw to win that double pass. Thank you so much for coming in.
Hey, thank you for having me. Cheers.